which place have you heard of?
Which? Pyrrho.
And nowadays, if you bought some groceries at the store, the grocer would put them in a
brown bag.
Made out of
paper bag.
What about the thing that flour used to come in? They'd call that a
sack.
What was that made out of?
Gingham, calico, material.
What about something that beads used to come in? Made out of
bead sack.
Any other names for that?
No, just bead sack.
Did you ever hear
burlap bag?
What about gunny sack?
Gunny sack and toe sack. And they were different kinds of materials that were used for sacking, I believe.
What was the gunny sack?
Gunny sack was more like canvasy like material, I think. And a burlap is that real rough, itchy material. And I'm not sure about what a toe sack was. I've heard of it and I've heard the word used, but I'm not sure just what it was.
Say someone was going to take some corn to the mill to be ground. Did you ever hear an expression relating to the amount of corn that they take at one time?
No, we don't raise too much corn around here.
Did you ever hear the expression of turn of corn?
No.
And if someone got as much wood as he could carry in both his arms, you'd say he had
an armload.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a
half load.
Did you ever hear the expression of jag of wood?
No. Heard cord, but not jag.
Mm-hmm. And something that flour used to come in, big wooden thing.
Cask?
Huh?
Cask?
What's that like?
Like a big barrel?
Uh-huh. What, how's it different from a cask?
A cask has got metal bindings on the barrel.
Uh-huh.
To keep, it's better made.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Staves? Barrel staves? That's the wooden part.
Yeah, to hold the staves in place.
Oh. I know that word and I can't think of it. Hook.
Okay. And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg.
And if you had a beer keg or a water barrel or something like that, the thing you'd turn?
Spigot.
Okay. What about the thing out in your yard that you could hook your hose up to?
Water faucet.
And at the sink?
Water faucet.
And something that people make out of sugarcane. Sticky liquid.
Molasses.
Or? What about out of maple?
Oh, maple syrup.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
I'm not sure. Molasses is actually made out of the sugar cane, and syrup is usually the sap from the trees, isn't it?
Uh-huh. What kind of trees do they?
Well, maple would be maple trees, and then there's, let's see. There's some other trees that give syrups, but I can't think of right off.
What would you call a big group of those maple trees growing together?
A stand.
Okay. And do you call it a stand?
Any like, group of trees would be a stand of trees.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the word stand used to mean the container that you could buy molasses in or you could buy lard in?
No.
Have you ever heard molasses or syrup called long sweetening or short sweetening?
Long John, wasn't it?
What's Long John?
I thought that was another name for syrups and molasses and stuff. Hotcakes and Long John.
Uh-huh.
A lot of those things like that I recollect are not necessarily from around here.
Uh-huh.
Because I do read quite a bit. And
what about